If you really like break down most industries, there's like one action that if you repeat again and again and again is going to get you the same results, right? And for a real estate agent, it's prospecting.
Hello, welcome to episode 132 of the Smart Agents Podcast. My name is Michael Walter and I'll be your host. In today's episode, we're joined by Michael Manrique, real estate coach, author, and co-founder of Habit Guys. Together with his business partner, he's showing agents how to develop repeatable habits in order to find success as a top-producing agent. We've all heard the stat before, 87% of agents will leave the industry in the first 5 years. Well, in order to combat that, Michael and Habit Guys focus on teaching proper prospecting habits to build robust pipelines of business for sustainable growth. Now, before we get on to today's featured interview, make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents Podcast. You can find the show on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now Amazon Music. Also, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or a tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to today's featured interview with Michael Manrique. If you're interested in hearing more from him, I've included a link to his book, Habit House, A Real Estate Agent's Guide to Consistent and Successful Prospecting, in the episode description. So the way I like to start everything out is if you could just introduce yourself to us a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm Michael Manrique. I'm one of the co-founders of the Habit Guys. We specialize in helping real estate agents build the habit of prospecting. So we call ourselves Realtor Habit Coaches. So we've been doing this now for over 10 years, really niching in real estate for the last 4 years since 2017. Wow, that's more than 4 years. What am I saying?
Yeah, you're going on like five.
and it's been amazing because a lot of realtors fall into what, or at least face what I like to call prospecting friction. Right? Prospecting friction is defined in three different ways. The first way is you don't know what to say and who to connect with, right? That's one reason why you don't make calls, you don't build relationships, you don't connect with people. The second one is you know what to say, you know who to connect with, but you get super nervous and anxious. Your heart starts to race right before you make a call, your palms get sweaty. Your throat begins to get dry, and eventually you just don't make any calls. And then the third is the realtor that knows who to call, what to say, because they have the scripts and whatnot. And they don't get nervous, you know, like when you talk to them, they're like, no, I have no problem. I could talk to anybody on the phone, on a plane, you know, or wherever. I could talk to anybody, anywhere. They just can't focus. They literally just can't focus. They're just running around everywhere and they just can't sit down and start connecting and building relationships on a consistent basis, right? So and then what we recommend is using our internal mechanisms to maximize the one action that's going to lead to every realtor success. And that's the beauty about this industry. And if you really like break down most industries, there's like one action that if you repeat again and again and again is going to get you the same results, right? And for a real estate agent, it's prospecting, the keyword, right? However you want to put it, building relationships, connecting with people. That's ultimately what we need to do. So at a baseline, what a realtor needs to do again and again and again is connect with people. And that's it. So now that you understand that there's one action that you need to focus on that leads to the busyness, to transactions, to the growth of your business, and eventually the life that you want, right? The financial freedom, being your own boss, all that jazz. Then what we need to understand is that we have an internal mechanism that's going to allow us to take that action faster than the snap of my finger, faster than the snap of my finger. And that's a habit. Right? So you think about a habit. What is a habit? Well, a habit's an action you do automatically, right? Without thinking about it, right? You don't go to brush your teeth and think, oh God, am I confident enough today to brush my teeth? Do you go to brush your teeth and start having your heart race? No, right? You just pick up your toothbrush, you just brush your teeth, and you're probably multitasking. You probably have a conversation with this thing in your mouth. You could probably type, right? You could do a whole bunch of things while you're doing this one action that has become a habit, right? So at the core, what we're trying to do is we're trying to show you using behavioral science and neuroscience how to make prospecting a habit. And that's where everything changes. Everything shifts in your life when you tell yourself at the end of the day that you can prospect instead of saying, I can't prospect. And that's essentially, I can is just you picking up the phone, door knocking, sending out thank you cards, putting, you could do mailers, whatever prospecting method you want to commit to. It's you just saying at the core, I can do it. And again, I can, and I can, and I can, and you just do it and do it and do it. That's at the core of what's happening. But most agents say I can't. And that's reflective in what I just discussed. Either right. Their environment is taking them in every which way, which is causing them not to focus, or when they go to call or they feel that nervousness, that's them saying, I can't, right? And if you don't know who to connect with and what to say, then you're obviously saying, I can't prospect. So at a very fundamental level, we're just getting you to say, I can.
Right. So before you guys were, you know, when you were starting Habit Guys, what were you seeing in agents? What was it that really kind of made you want to dive in and start helping, these people out?
Yeah, that's a great question. So let's go way back. So our origin story for the Habit Guys is that our company was built by our personal failures. So I had my own business back in the mid 2000s, 2008, 2009. I thought I knew what success was, right? I had my own business. I had a wife. I had a new baby boy. I had a dog. I had a house. I had multiple cars. I had all the gizmos and gadgets. I thought I was living the life. I thought I was a successful person. Everything around me was growing. Everyone was healthy. And all of a sudden, without my awareness or knowing, my relationship crumbled, which then caused me to lose everything that I had materialistically. But more importantly, it caused me to question what success was, right? So if I thought everything was okay, what is success if it's just taken away from me in a moment's notice, right? And instead of blaming others, I took it upon myself to first attempt to save my family and my relationship. And second, in that process, once I realized that that wasn't going to happen because we're ultimately only responsible for ourselves, I realized that this is something that needs to be shared with as many people as possible. So and then I got with my friend who was actually traveling around the world, working for different speaking companies about real estate. He worked for like Robert Kiyosaki and he would be a speaker for them. He'd sell their programs and whatnot, and they'd have real estate programs, and he'd travel around the world, Australia, Mexico, Hong Kong, and he'd do these things. But then he was burnt out at the same time as the economy was crashing back in 2008, and kind of revitalizing in the 2009, 2010, 2011. You know, I came at him and I was like, hey, let's get back into this industry that you found disgusting and didn't work out for you. Let's get together because you have the speaking chops and I have like this drive and motivation to help people. Let's get together and let's build a business. So, we started holistically saying, okay, we just want to help people find success. Our company was called True Success Academy. And we tried that. And one of the things that you learn real quick, and you could apply this to your real estate industry, is that if you're trying to help everyone, you end up helping nobody. So it's really important to niche yourself either to a prospecting method or to a specific demographic, right? And once we realized that we weren't getting the success that we wanted by reaching out to everyone or attempting to help everyone, it came upon us the research study done by the National Association of Realtors, where it stated that 87% of agents quit the industry after 5 years of being in it. And that just like slapped us in the face. And we're like, what? This is absurd. How is this even possible? And you start diving deeper and we started calling agents and asking them what they wanted. And you see the need for agents to become better at their craft. And there's really no like tailor-made you know, like educational system. There's no university. Right. There's no like way where agents just understand the basics of being a professional and doing the things that you need to do to be successful. So that's where we were just like, okay, well, we're gonna use all the behavioral science, all the research that we've done, and we're gonna apply it strictly to real estate agents. And that's how we changed our business, we changed our model, and now we're all about serving agents and helping them, you know, getting them to prospect consistently is what the core results is in our program. And like, and the key behind that goal, that focus, is that the business takes care of itself. The business grows mm-hmm. as long as your focus and attention is on the driver of your business, which is just connecting with people, building relationships. All the transactions are going to take care of themselves as long as you're connecting with others. That's the key. And if your focus is on the key, and then your business is going to grow, it's going to get to where you want, and it's going to lead you to an amazing profit, which is too much business. And then we got to talk about how you're going to manage that. How are you going to be productive with all these distractions that are involved with real estate versus not with real estate at all?
Right. So before we dive into the actual prospecting, I'm always interested to find, you know, you talked about, you thought you had success and, you know, quickly, you know, you kind of realized that maybe the definition was different. So when you're working with your clients, what are you working on? Like, how are you defining what success for a real estate agent is going to look like when they're, you know, starting out with you?
Yeah, that's really good. So what we try to do is we try to get them to commit to acting like an agent, not any agent, but ideally a top producing agent, right? Mm-hmm. So what we really do is we niche down on the steps to building a habit, right? Which is doing the same thing at the same place at the same time. Now, while everyone has their reasoning why they want to be a successful agent, financial freedom, be their own boss, every agent tell you, you know, either a similar story, you know, because it's important to understand that most of us, when we get out of high school or college, our number one driver is making money, right? So what do we do to make money? Well, at that level, most of us, 99% of us, get a job. That's what we do. We get a job and we learn to be an employee, and we learn the belief system behind an employee, of making money as an employee. And what does that mean? Well, some common beliefs are, I get a paycheck every 2 weeks. I have structure in my day, right? Where I clock in and I clock out. And most importantly, what we learn is that our output is always returned with a result. If I send out an email to someone, I typically get an email back. If I check someone out, if I'm a clerk, I'm typically going to ring them up and process it, right? We're in these entry levels where we get a specific result after the specific actions that we do. But and then when most agents transition over, what we don't realize is that the beliefs that are learned or are part of being an entrepreneur, right, a real estate agent, are completely different and are actually in conflict with the employee beliefs and habits that are customary. So what are some entrepreneurial beliefs? Well, number one, you have the belief that that you obviously have, you could put in as much work as you want to, right? You're your own boss, right? You work the hours that you want to work. You can make as much money as you put into your business. But the one that's really important to understand as an entrepreneur is that not every output, not every action leads to the result that you want. That is a learned belief as an entrepreneur, and it's in direct conflict with the beliefs of an employee. So when you try to make money as a real estate agent and you start prospecting again and again and again, and you're getting left with voicemails, with no thank yous, with maybe people yelling at you, well, how do you begin to feel? Well, you feel negative, right? Either you start having self-doubts, you know, is this going to work out? And that causes you to go back to your employee belief system that says, with the output that I'm putting in, I need to get a certain result. And that's this is where like the rubber meets the road in real estate, because conversion rates are so low, depending on your market, the conversion rate based on your output, you know, let's say you're making outbound calls, it could take you 100 calls to have one conversation depending on your market. And that one conversation might or might not lead to a deal. So think about the output that's involved with agents and the friction that they feel when they go to do it. Their natural tendency is, this is uncomfortable. This is not getting me what I want. So they do one or two things. They either say, okay, so instead of calling expireds, I'm going to drop this and I'm going to call FSBOs. Instead of calling FSBOs, I'm going to drop this. I'm going to call Sears. Oh, instead of calling Sphere, I'm going to buy leads. And that's all they do. Every time they're met with this friction, because they're not getting a result based on their actions, they just change their strategy. That's their nature, right? So what we need to do in turn is we need to commit to a 12-week process, right? And this goes back to your question, where we commit to one prospecting method as a primary method. And then there's four phases to how we coach students. Phase one is showing up consistently. What does showing up consistently mean? Well, every day, at least Monday through Friday, ideally, you would make at least one call to start. So what we want to do, we want to build a prospecting streak. And so we understand at a neurological level, what we're beginning to do is we're beginning to associate your brain's understanding that showing up consistently and dealing with the uncomfortability of prospecting is okay. And because it's okay, I'm going to keep doing it again and again and again. That's why it's really important for you to show up consistently and at least make one call. The second thing that we look at is the duration of your calls, right? So so most agents on average make anywhere from, ideally, you know, in the industry, you want to make up to, you want to put in at least 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, of calls. Now, again, this is an average. Everyone's different. So that's why it's important to go through the process to first start consistently, see the duration, start at least with an hour and see, are you hitting an hour? Are you making calls consistently, having conversations consistently within that hour? And then after that, then we're going to increase your duration. The next thing that we do is we actually listen to you call, right? We get very skillful here and understanding on how to speak to prospects, how to speak to these leads, right? Regarding expireds or FSBOs or your sphere. So we actually listen to you. So you get a better understanding and get more specific as to the value that you can bring to the lead or the prospect. And then lastly, what we do is we layer in multiple types of prospect, right? And so it's important to not just put all your eggs in one prospecting basket, if you will. So we want to give time and reach out to our past clients on a regular basis. We want to set up a follow-up system. Obviously, we want to connect to our sphere. We want to connect with different other types of prospecting. So you have different lead sources based on how the market is shifting, and you can adapt readily and quickly.
Right, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's really important to have those multiple sources as well, because, you know, I've talked to so many people that they've had like a really great month with the phone calls and bringing in new leads, that they kind of, you know, they get, you know, they say, oh, I got busy and I stopped all my phone calls. Well, and maybe a couple months was really nice, but then all of a sudden when those deals have kind of gone through the cycle, you're right back to square one again.
Right. And that's why it's so important to change, because I hear students so often say, it's like, I don't have the time to make 2 hours worth of calls. But that's not what I'm asking you to do. There's two things that we're working on. One goal is to build the habit of prospecting. And to do that, you got to show up consistently. We already talked about what that means. It's at least making one call every day to start your day. And then we got to grow your business, right? And that business growth is everything you just mentioned, right? It's the duration. It's the different lead sources. It's managing that whole business. But at the end of the day, you should still consistently be comfortable of having a conversation and prospecting if you're obviously at an open house. If you're driving to an open house, you should be able to get the phone and just have a conversation with someone. You should be able to reach out to anyone at any time. The world does not need to be perfect for you to have an outbound call and connect with someone. And this is really important to understand, because like I told you with brushing your teeth, you want to learn to make prospecting not content or context dependent, meaning that you don't want when you make something a habit, you don't necessarily need to be at the same place at the same time. Once something becomes a habit, like brushing your teeth, you could brush your teeth, you know, at the mall, you could brush your teeth, you know, anywhere, you know? Right. And that's where you want to make habits, right? That's how you want to make prospecting a habit. If you go to a football game, you want to be able to see someone next to you, introduce yourself, have a conversation with them. And in that process, you know, maybe through the process of reciprocation, being curious about what they do and their business and their work, then they'll ask you. And if not, you could always leave that nugget. Hey, by the way, I'm in real estate and I'd love to help you any way I can, you know, and then you get more specific as to how you specifically help them out. And that's one of the things that we get into with coaching. So,
right.
So that's ultimately what we need to get to. But to start, that's the thing. To get there, to get to that level, you have to start small. You have to start with just showing up with one call a day, regardless of how crazy your environment is. You just got to make that outbound call. And what we're doing, again, this is so critical to understand. What is happening at a neurological level is we are beginning to get comfortable with the uncomfortable process of prospecting. If you're telling yourself right now, if you're listening to me right now, and you're thinking, oh no, I need to be in my office and my door needs to be closed and I need to have the window shades open at a certain degree and then I could prospect, then we got to work on something. You got to reach out to us because that's not sustainable. You have to learn how to prospect everywhere and anywhere possible so you can optimize your business. That's really the form of optimization, is being able to connect with anyone wherever you're at, right? And we have a philosophy with the Habit Guys that we believe that every single person that you connect with can be a friend that you can nurture over time and not only get a transaction from that friend, but from their sphere as a referral. So if that's the mindset, if that's the philosophy that you believe in as well, well, and then you need to be able to shift. You need to make a shift where you understand that everywhere you are, the grocery store, waiting in line next to you, going to a concert, wherever you're going, wherever you're at, whenever you see someone, you have an opportunity to connect, build a relationship, and nurture that relationship over the coming weeks, months, and years, to not only potentially, again, have a transaction from the individual, but more importantly, from their sphere.
Right. And when it comes to, you know, doing this kind of prospecting and really, you know, just making it kind of second nature, there's so much technology out there that kind of helps optimize this. I mean, is that something that you guys are also, like, you know, really trying to get people ingrained in using and really making be a big part of their day?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So what we'd have to understand, again, at a fundamental level, what are we doing, right? What is the number one driver to your business? It's connecting with people, right? So what you want to do from a habit perspective, right, is you want to make that process as easy to start as possible. So right now, the number one tool I would say that would make prospecting as easy as possible is using a diary. Like, we partnered up with RedX and we love their system. We actually have the same philosophy with them. So what they do, their philosophy is that they believe, just like we do, that every single person that you connect with can be a potential friend that you can nurture and all that jazz that I just mentioned, right? So what they do is they actually connect with 10 different lead sources versus one or two to give you the max amount of phone numbers associated with each lead. So now you have a potential to not only connect with someone, but even if it doesn't go in your favor, what you're getting is reps in using our scripts. Our scripts are designed specifically to have a business conversation and then shift quickly to making a friend so you can nurture and follow up with them over an extended period of time. So using a dialer is amazing because if you really think about it, if you have your phone, I don't know where my phone is right now, but if you have, it's right in front of me. If you have your phone, right, you have to look at all the specific steps, and it all adds up to energy. It's important to understand that your brain is one of the smallest, like, organs or whatever you want to call it in your body, but it sucks up like 20% of the energy in your entire body. So, and then what you want to understand is that every time you take an action, right? Picking up the phone, that's an action. Pushing a button, that's an action. Pushing another button. Every step is energy, okay? I want you to think about it like in a car, right? And you're actually wasting gas every time you do that. So why don't we instead use technology to make the dialing process easier for you? So now, instead of you having to worry about, you know, what time it is, or is this the right time to call, or whatever, you know, self-doubtful thought that comes to the mind, now the machine is going to work. And guess what happens? You can still have all those thoughts. You can still feel nervous. All this is still going to happen. But as soon as someone picks up, guess what happens to you? It's amazing how our natural instinct kicks in and you start talking. You start talking. That's what happens. You start talking. And the way that we learn, and this is very important to understand now, this might not make everyone happy, but the way that we learn is through failure. Our brain is not going to change if there's no reason to change. If you are comfortable in what you're doing, there is no learning, there is no growing, because you have optimized yourself, right? So if you want to get better at something, you have to make mistakes. Errors need to occur. You need to fail. But what we need to do is we need to learn from our failure, right? We need to reflect and review. And that's one thing I ask every day to our students. How did it go? And what did you learn today that you could use moving forward? And what we are attempting to do is learn from our failures and not repeat them, so we get better gradually, 1% at a time, again and again and again. And as you get better, it's again proving to yourself that you can get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And if you're serious about this profession and you want to commit to it, not for a few weeks, not for a few months, but for years and years and years ahead of you, then this is the process. There is no way around it. This is the way we're wired. This is the way our brain works. This is how we work. So you have to understand it and you have to utilize it. Otherwise, you're just not going to be successful, or you're just not going to grow at, number one, the rate that you want, or you're just going to end up going back to a 9-to-5 job. That's just the reality.
Right. So when you're starting to, you know, kind of form these habits, and, you know, like you said, you know, you can't just, making the phone calls from a confined office with everything perfect, you know, your coffee cup is set at the right angle. That's not going to be the case all the time. So are you also, you know, are you really trying to get people to make those calls while they're driving, like really actively go out there and do that so that they can start feeling that and getting it and putting that into their process as well?
So eventually, yeah. So throughout our coaching process, yes, ideally, right? But to get someone to do something that has that prospecting friction, remember that I started this all off with, you have to set certain standards of operation, right? And that entails prospecting at the same phase of the day, morning or afternoon, and then ideally in the same environment and ideally at the same time. That's what the research showed. So to start, and this is very important, to start, that's how it has to be done. Otherwise, it's very important to understand your brain is not going to make the association. And that's what we're ultimately needing to do. We need to provide evidence. We need to provide data to our brain. So, and then it begins to change. So the only way that it gets that data is by consistently providing it with a consistent experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it, you know, so for people that are starting out and building this prospecting habit, would you suggest that that really kind of be the start of their day before things?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about why. So we have what's called a circadian rhythm. That's a 24-hour shot clock where we wake up and go to sleep. And we all have this, and it's all individualized. But for the vast majority of us, we are morning people. 4 out of 5 of us are morning people. What does that mean? Well, that means that our drive, focus, and motivation are highest in the morning, because what we have within this circadian 24-hour cycle is what's called ultradian cycles. And they work in 90-minute bouts. 90 minutes, you have high levels of focus, drive and motivation, and then it drops. And then in the middle of your day, it's going to kick up again, and then it's going to drop. And it does this throughout, even throughout our sleep. This is actually how our bodies work. So in the morning is when we are generally optimized for pushing through that difficult, uncomfortable experience, prospecting. So that's why in the morning, which is like phase one, it's 8 hours, the first 8 hours of waking up, ideally, you want to have this shift in your day or this focused attention on doing the most difficult work. And for most agents, it's prospecting. So, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Just looking at a lot of other companies, especially since, the world has gone so remote now, You can look at the way some other companies are working out there. And even with their employees, they don't even have like their huddle calls until noon or 1 o'clock because they, be able to focus on your task for the day without any distractions. Man. And I think that same, philosophy can be applied to agents making those calls, because that really is the bread and butter of your business. You have to do that to be successful.
Absolutely. There's no way around it. You got it.
Right. So when you are, kind of working with these prospects, tell me a little bit about, I'm interested in, the scripting and how you mentioned this, having like a business call that you can easily flip to be a more personal and building that relationship with somebody.
Yeah. So it's important to understand that obviously, and everyone understands this, right? So I'm Captain Obvious here, right? That not everyone that you're speaking to is ready to buy, sell, or lease. This is obvious. So what, once you go in, right, depending if it's an expired, a FSBO, talking to your sphere or, farm or geo leads and things of that nature, once you've done the entry question, right, seeing where they are in relative to a real estate transaction, a real estate possibility, then what we need to understand, and this is so important, because again, this is tied to our belief system that every single action that we do needs a result. So what we need to do is we need to go into friend mode. We need to, before you jump into the call, what we need to tell ourselves is that I'm here to connect with you. That's it. I'm here to serve. I'm not a robot. I'm a human being. And I genuinely care about, for most people, helping them get through the biggest decision, financial decision of their life. For most people, buying a home is the biggest purchase that they're ever going to make in their entire life. And it's beautiful that you have an opportunity to be part of that. So if that's the case, then you're coming in there with a mindset of connecting and of serving. How can I help this person? How can I help this person with the biggest decision they can financially make in their life, right? So after you realize, hey, okay, that's cool. You're not interested. You don't know anyone that would be interested in buying this house at XYZ Street. That's totally cool. By the way, if you have any, while you have a realtor on the phone, do you have any questions about this crazy market? So what we're doing is step one. So we actually use a metaphor. And for those of you that aren't on the screen, we actually use a metaphor of a baseball bat, right? So base one essentially is your introduction to realizing or asking specific questions as to where they're at in the case of a real estate transaction. Once you've identified that they are not. Now, if they are, and then you go down that rabbit hole. Like you ask questions, you get specifics, you offer them value, all that. Now, in the case where, and this is going to be the majority of the case, so this is really, really important. In the cases where they're not ready to buy, sell, or lease a home, and then you want to get into friend mode. And there's two ways to do that. The first one is, how can I help you today as a real estate agent? That's number one. This is the concept, right? How can I help you today? And then after they say, no, I don't need any help today, then you're going to say, okay, well, how can I help you in the future? In the case that you don't know any agents, but this is where you have to get very specific as to how you can help them. So a lot of agents, when they say these questions, they're very vague. How can I help you as a realtor in the future? No. You got to say, how can I help you as a realtor, but also include specifics that you can do for them, right? Which is maybe modifying their home, maybe helping them with landscaping, maybe it's a handyman. You know, what are other vendors or other resources that you can offer them to stay in contact and build that relationship? And the specific relationship that we're talking about is a professional one. To prove to them, even if they're not using your resource as a realtor, your profession, they're seeing that they can count on you, right? To be professional, to follow up. Like, that's all in the proof. You following up, hey, were you able to connect with ABC vendor? I just wanted to make sure everything was okay and that they were providing great service. And then now you have another specific reason to follow up, because so many agents tell me, well, now I've reached out to them, but I don't know what to follow up with them about, you know? And we have these vague conversations. No, let's get specific. What value can you provide that you can specifically follow up with so you feel confident in what it is? And they, this is the most important, they see value in staying and connecting in connection with you, right? In contact with you. So that's what's really important about our scripts specifically, is that we do shift for the vast majority of situations where someone isn't ready to buy, sell, or lease. You get into friend mode. And what you're ultimately trying to do with our script is you're trying to get them to allow you to follow up with them, right? And the way that you would follow up with them is by telling them how you could help them, not just in real estate, but specifically with any other real estate activity, right?
Right. Absolutely. So kind of showed a little bit of your script there. You also have, tell me about your book that you have also, yeah, as well.
There it is. So what we did was, in this book, we provided all the practical steps. So we gave you the concepts of how to build the habit of prospecting, right? How to make change for the long term. And then we give you very practical steps to follow, how to build a routine in the morning and evening, how to prospect, who to prospect, what to say. We give you everything step by step by step in this book to get you to build the habit of prospecting. And it's beautiful. And I use the framework of building a house, like building the habit for yourself of prospecting. That's what we have here. So I encourage everyone to get it. It really mean a lot to us if you can do so.
Right, absolutely. It's available on Amazon, your website as well. So we'll have everywhere. All the links to
Barnes & Noble. Yeah. It's anywhere that you need a book. It's anywhere. So wherever, but Amazon is the preferred source of purchase.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we will have all the links for it there. Before we wrap up, tell me a little bit about the coaching program. So somebody that's interested in listening to this and wants to actually, you know, start implementing some of these things, tell me, you know, how they can get connected with you guys and a little bit about what the process is going to be like.
Yeah. So we're actually offering right now, while we have openings for a limited time, we are offering a free coaching session. It takes 20 minutes. And what we do is we look at your business and we show you how to create a business plan, but more importantly, we show you how to follow it by building the right habits necessary for your business. So to do that, you go to www.habitguys.com/call. Again, that's habitguys.com/call. And then you could just schedule a call with us. You'll see our availability. And then we'd love to speak with you there. Again, it's absolutely free and it's no more than 20 minutes. So you get a ton of value and you could determine, you know, what you want to do after that. And hopefully we leave you with so much value that it makes a huge difference in your business.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Michael, it's been an absolute pleasure.
I really want to thank Michael for taking the time to talk with us today. And remember to check out his book, Habit House, A Real Estate Agent's Guide to Consistent and Successful Prospecting. A link is in the episode description. So once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or a tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.